The state has offered three docks to the borough. They are at Papke's Landing on Mitkoff Island, the Kuprinoff Dock, and a remote float at Entrance Island in Hobart Bay on the mainland north of Petersburg. The Alaska Department of Transportation, which owns the three docks, has offered just under $733,000 to the borough to go along with those remote facilities. Petersburg officials have met with the DOT about that offer this year, but the borough has yet to respond formally, accepting or rejecting the state's offer. Borough resident Dave Kensinger told the Assembly he's been using the Papke's Landing dock since 1981 and thought that upkeep of these remote facilities was a reason that people voted to support formation of the Petersburg Borough back in 2012. He did not think that leaving the docks in the state's hands was a good idea.
I think what we need to do is we need to figure out a way to work with the state, work with the users of those facilities so that we can maintain them. And I think we also need to look at some different solutions for upgrading the facilities with the money we have.
Borough officials think they could use some of the money from a transfer to seek additional grant funds for future maintenance or replacement. Another dock user, Kuprinoff Mayor Tom Reinartz, said the state dock on the Kuprinoff shoreline was offered to that city in 2010. However, the transfer never went through, turned down by the state legislature. He said the dock is important to that city and overall to the Petersburg borough.
So therefore, the city of Kuprinoff would really like to work with the borough to find a way to make this happen and make this a facility that will be accessible to all borough residents on into the future.
Petersburg has commissioned a facility assessment that has determined both floats at Papke's and Kuprinoff need to be replaced. Estimated price tag on the Papke's float, $1.1 million, while the Kuprinoff float could cost around $1.4 million to replace. Floats at Papke's and Kuprinoff were built in 1961, while the Entrance Island float was built in 1956. Throughout the discussion at the local level, there's been little interest in taking over the Entrance Island float. Mayor Mark Jensen said he heard from the DOT that there was a possibility of only transferring two of the docks.
They haven't made it official yet, but there's discussion that they're thinking about removing Entrance Island, maybe just the floating structure, leaving the pilings. Some of them are steel, some of them are wood. But if they do that, it won't be three or nothing, it'll be two or nothing potentially. But then it's also going to reduce their offer from the current $700,000 to whatever they feel it's going to cost to demo Entrance Island. So, it's...
Assembly member Nancy Strand repeated her argument that the borough needed service areas to form that would raise the money needed to take care of the docks through taxes or other fees. Papke's Landing is used by several sport fishing lodges along the Wrangell Narrows, along with sport and commercial fishermen and other boaters from Mitkoff Island and residents accessing remote homes in that area. Assembly member Bob Lynn disagreed with Strand. He suggested some combination of launch fees or a tax on recreation boats to support the cost of keeping up that dock.
I think the discussion needs to come back is how we're going to pay for this. I'm not in Nancy's camp and that we should form a service area and that those people out there ought to pay, for instance, for Papke's. Those lodges, I believe the same thing that was said here earlier, that they pay taxes too now. And I think we need to find ways to pay for it.
Under Petersburg's borough charter, harbor and port facilities are specifically named as a service that the borough provides on a borough-wide basis, not with service areas. Several assembly members were supportive of trying to figure out a way to accept the docks from the state. However, borough manager Steve Giesbrecht reminded the assembly of other needs in the municipality's future.
I mean, I think Papke's and Kuprinoff are both valuable facilities. The problem is, how do we pay for it when we have a hospital out there that has been very open with the assembly about needing some money, and a school district we've been funding with Secure Rural Schools money that is likely not to be there anymore. Those are really big issues that the community and the assembly are going to have to give us some direction on.
The assembly did not take any vote on accepting the docks, but talked about gathering more input or having public meetings about how to take over those facilities. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.